For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Inland Empire is reacting to the bombshell allegations that Cesar Chavez, the labor movement icon, sexually abused women and young girls. KVCR's Madison Ament has more.
A New York Times investigation published this week reported allegations made by several women that Chavez raped them. Two of the women say they were young girls at the time of the alleged abuse. The third was Dolores Huerta, who co-founded the United Farm Workers Union with Chavez. Huerta said in a statement that she gave birth to two of Chavez's children after encounters with him. Now, local labor leaders are grappling with the news. Mark Ramos is president of UFCW Local 1428 in Claremont.
I'm going to be honest with you, totally honest with you, the quote that I would use from Cesar Chavez was that, you know, the fight was never about lettuce. It was always about people. And I think that here, the fight was never about Cesar. It was always about people.
Ramos says this is a reminder that people shouldn't be idolized. The city of Riverside, which has a Chavez memorial downtown, said in a statement they're, quote, processing potential next steps. Meanwhile, events planned for Cesar Chavez Day have been canceled, including an annual breakfast hosted by the Riverside Latino Network. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
The fallout from accusations of sexual abuse by civil rights icon Cesar Chavez is spreading swiftly. LA's Mayor Karen Bass is set to sign a proclamation this morning to rename the last Monday of March as, quote, Farm Workers' Day in LA. She will also announce her intent to assess the renaming of city landmarks in close coordination with the community and the city council. The move follows a New York Times story alleging that the revered labor leader Cesar Chavez sexually abused female followers, including minors, and raped United Farm Workers co-founder Dolores Huerta. Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll consider renaming Cesar Chavez Day, which is a state holiday in California, in light of sexual assault allegations against a late farm labor organizer reported on Wednesday in the New York Times. The holiday is established in California state law and falls on March 31st. Newsom acknowledged conversations are taking place in the legislature to change the holiday before then.
But we need to move. If we need to move, we'll do so together. We'll talk to the caucuses. There are already conversations at the staff level, and you can imagine Sacramento, those are robust right now.
Legislative leaders in both the Assembly and Senate, both of whom are members of the Legislative Latino Caucus, issued statements on Wednesday saying they stand with survivors and are waiting to learn more information about the allegations. The City of Ontario voted at their meeting on Tuesday night to delay their vote on the fate of the J. Littleton Ballpark. As KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports, most of the speakers said they want the field to be preserved.
The historic ballpark was destroyed in a fire nearly 2 years ago. City officials have spent the last month listening to community input. They proposed options like rebuilding the ball field or a water park with splash pads. But officials say rebuilding the park and its bleachers would cost $100 million. Councilwoman Daisy Macias, who represents the area where Littleton is located, says a water park would better serve people's needs.
We are going to be able to build new memories, new things for this region to actually experience in a different, if you live in this area, you understand.
Children who play at John Galvin Park and their parents say they want J. Littleton to be rebuilt.
It's not based, that's the water park.
Councilwoman Deborah Parada agrees and says parents in that area shouldn't have to drive their kids across town to play.
I'm not thrilled with this. I don't want it to happen, and I just think we did it backwards.
Officials say the delay will allow them to consider more input from the community. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Ontario.
This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.